Massive efforts are underway to get food, water, shelter, and medicine into western India, which was ravaged by last month's earthquake. Official estimates put the death toll at 30,000, but others suggest the number is closer to 50,000, with many more injured. Among the relief teams on site is the U.S.-based Christian Children's Fund, which is concentrating on the well-being of the youngest survivors. Daniel Wordsworth, the group's team leader in India, describes first seeing the devastation in the village of Bond, located in the Bachau region of India.
Our first image of Bond was driving in off the road maybe 500 yards along a dirt track, and we were driving past buildings that had fallen down, and we came up to a wall of rubble about 7 feet tall. With all three of us in the car, we hopped out of the vehicle and walked to the top of the wall of rubble and looked across. And what you could see was an expanse, I suppose, about the size of 10 football fields. And it was just row after row after row of bricks, tiles, pieces of wood, demolished houses. It was really an amazing sight. There wasn't a single complete house standing in a field of that size, just piles of destroyed buildings.
You're there to help the children.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the children of Bond.
Well, I mean, that's one of the sad things to see. You are looking across this great expanse of rubble and you're seeing small children that are playing around in what I suppose was their houses. When you get closer, you realize that they've lost everything that they've owned, and what they're wearing now are clothes that have been handed from volunteers and from people who have given their old clothes to these children. I saw one little girl today that was wearing what was once, I imagine, like a Sunday dress. It was a red velvet outfit, but yet she's been playing in the dust and living in the dust for the last week, and so it's looking very raggedy. And most of the kids are like this. They're just living in maybe one item of clothing. They're living in a camp situation, yet they managed to keep their smiles, and they're still playing, still trying to be children.
Most of them have lost family members.
Well, the village of Bond is about 6,500 people. At the time of the earthquake, they lost 500 were killed in the earthquake, 1,500 were injured, and every family has been touched with death, with injury.
So if these children are going to get any kind of counseling, that's going to have to wait a while.
Well, no, that's what we're really trying to do, is to come in and address things at that level. When we came into these communities, that basically food was there, water was there, and shelter was there. But what wasn't happening was that there was no engagement with the children, no engagement with the families. They're basically left to drift and to sift their way through what was their lives, through their houses, and to try to find what scant possessions they have. And so we've tried to establish a child center in the middle of the camp to reach out to these children and to begin to address what's happening inside of the child, not just their physical needs.
Well, tell me about the child center.
Well, it's the most simple dwelling you'd ever imagine. It's about the size of a normal school classroom. It's made with pieces of old bamboo and wood that's been taken from houses that have fallen down. Across the roof is a couple of sheets of tarpaulin. On the floor is another couple of sheets of tarpaulin. And the walls are all open. And that's the center. It's in the middle of a very dusty field. It's surrounded by cows. And yet we're trying to create a place that's safe and friendly for children.
What about physical health? There has to be a danger of disease, bad water, and the like?
Certainly. That's one of the disturbing things in the camp. I think most of the families, because they're still so close to where their houses used to be, they can't believe that they're going to be staying in this camp for very long, and so their eyes are constantly just looking over the horizon at what was. And that, as a result, they don't spend the time that they should be on looking at things like toilets and latrines and adequate water supply. We strongly believe that the core of any community is the child, and we start there. We create a place that's centered on the child, but we work out from there with the parents of the children. In particular, we will work with mothers and fathers and discuss what they can do differently in a camp environment to keep their children alive when they're away from the safety of their homes.
Daniel Wordsworth is team leader in India for the Christian Children's Fund.